Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Frustration in the outgoing Obama administration over the pace of expansion of Israeli settlements boiled over on Friday when the U.S. took the unusual step of allowing a resolution against Israel to pass in the U.N. Security Council. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said that despite the U.S. repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territories.
One of our great concerns is that the continued pace of settlement activity, which has accelerated in recent years, which has accelerated significantly since 2011 when we vetoed the UN Security Council resolution that condemned settlements, puts at risk the two-state solution, as does any continued incitement to violence.
Israeli ambassador to the UN called the Friday resolution disgraceful. An Islamic State-linked video purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. Investigators are trying to determine if 24-year-old Anis Amri, who was fatally shot Friday by police at Milan, Italy's train station during a routine patrol stop, received help from a network of supporters. Western security officials increasingly worried the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating countries. Fears once centered on IS using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives bent on carrying out attacks. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday to check in on their homes after the last rebels left the city Thursday. It was very cold, so residents were wrapped in heavy coats. They crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been dangerous front lines during the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for as much as 5 years. Meantime, John Jing from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs updated reporters on the OCHA mission in Syria.
While supporting the evacuation process was our immediate priority, the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Syria has also submitted a formal written request to the government of Syria seeking a blanket travel authorization to Aleppo for all UN senior staff in country, as well as humanitarian access to parts of Aleppo retaken by the government yesterday.
Also Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions in the Kazakh capital to resolve the conflict in Syria. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump told Twitter to call for an expansion of American nuclear military capabilities. And on the TV news network MSNBC, Mr. Trump said, "Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them at every pass," he said, "and outlast them all." Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer subsequently said there would be no arms race because other countries would come to their senses. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters he sees nothing unusual in Mr. Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces, noting the president-elect had said as much in his campaign speeches. West Africa's regional bloc has threatened to use force in Gambia if the country's longtime leader does not step down in January as scheduled following his loss in presidential elections. The chairman of ECOWAS told reporters the bloc has a standby force. Regional group have been leading diplomatic efforts to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step down. Jammeh, who has ruled Gambia for 22 years, initially accepted defeat after December's presidential election, but a week later changed his mind. He said voting irregularities made him question the win by opposition candidate Adama Barrow. An American actress and author, Carrie Fisher, best known for her roles in the Star Wars movies, reported to be in critical condition in a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to L.A.
That's the latest world news from VOA.